Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, time now for the Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one. Yeah, right here, right now. That's for you, Jay, always.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Strawberry Letter with my good friend, Shirley Strawberry.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Junior. Subject. This subject right here. I'm MF and tired. Okay.
I love it.
Steve loves it, too. You know that.
Yes.
All right. Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 32-year-old single mother with one child, and I'm pregnant with my second child. I'm pregnant by my best friend, who happens to be married. We've been friends with benefits for almost 10 years, and his wife thinks we're just best friends, so she's accepted me as part of the family. She's aware that I'm pregnant, but thinks it's my ex-boyfriend's baby. I've told her husband that it's time for us to stop messing around and be serious now, because we have a baby on the way. I told him that he needs to tell his wife before the baby is born. I want my child to know his father and have a relationship with his father's two kids. When we found out I was pregnant, he panicked and asked me to terminate the pregnancy. I refused to do that, and when we found out it's a boy, he was overjoyed. The problem is, every time he's about to tell his wife, some life-changing event happens with her. The first time he tried to tell her, she had a minor car wreck and had to wear a neck brace for a month. He said that he didn't want to tell her while she was in pain. 3 weeks after that, she got COVID-19 and spent a couple of days in the hospital, so he didn't tell her then. Fast forward to last week, he was supposed to tell her, and he said she passed out at work, and the doctor said she may have had a mild stroke. Listen, I don't want to kill the woman by telling her about our baby on the way, but I'm MFing tired of all her problems. He could be lying to stall me out, so I'm tempted to call her myself. Steve and Shirley, is he full of BS or what? Uh-uh. What you're not going to do is put our name in your mess. Is he full of BS? You're the one that's full of BS. This is craziness right here. This is a mess on top of a mess you've gotten yourself into, young lady, 32-year-old single mother with one child and pregnant with another. You know, what do you think Steve and I can do for you? I can tell you right now, we can't do anything for you because the damage is already done. You are determined to tell this wife no matter what, knowing and even not caring that this is going to hurt her and, of course, break up his family. You're wrong. You are wrong. You've been the side chick / best friend for 10 years now, and you think you're owed something because of that, because now all of a sudden you're pregnant. You're not owed anything, but I tell you who is owed something. The baby is owed something, not you. You knew what you were getting into when you got into this 10 years ago. He is married, okay, with a whole wife. He hasn't left her in all these 10 years that you guys have been together. Have you ever asked yourself why? I'll tell you, because he didn't want to. He didn't want to leave. He didn't want to be with you, okay? He liked the arrangement just like it was. He had his cake and he ate it too, okay? Now here's a baby. you know, that's he's got to do right by. So his wife is going to find out anyway. She's going to find out whether he was lying about all the stuff that happened to her. His wife is going to find out. Get your child support and please leave this family alone. You are owed nothing. You're messing up right here. Is he full of BS or not? You're MF and tired. Come on. Really, Steve?
Wow. So much to unpack in this letter. First of all, I want to thank you for the title. It means a great deal to me. I love it.
No, it
appreciate
does.
You. It just warms my heart to have somebody say that. It ain't a month of my life go by. I don't say it. At least once a month.
You say this?
This is my favorite phrase at least 12 times a year. I know getting here well.
Tired.
I said, boy, whoo. I know I said at least 12 times a year. Probably more. This 32-year-old single woman got one child and is pregnant with her second child, but she's pregnant by her best friend who happens to be married. We've been friends with benefits for almost 10 years. His wife thinks that we're just best friends, so she's accepted me as part of the family. Well, ain't this wonderful? Mm-hmm. Guess what, y'all? The family finna have a baby. Oh! She's accepted you as family, which means for 10 years, you've been up in this woman's face, fronting like y'all friends.
Right.
Like y'all all right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised she ain't detected this. Most women can detect this.
You know it.
I can promise you it has crossed her mind. She done seen something. Because when the news come out, I promise you the first thing she said, I knew something was going on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I promise you she going to say that. Because there's no way you can be up around a man this much as you claim y'all up there and she didn't accept you as family and she ain't thought y'all was messing around.
Right.
This is dangerous territory you in, young lady.
Yes.
And you done got yourself in a mess. But you mad at everybody in the letter except yourself. And we come back, I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to show you what's wrong with you now. Because you can't do this right here. You said, I'm pregnant, but I think it's my She thinks I'm pregnant, but she thinks it's my ex-boyfriend, baby. Hear the line. I've told her husband, it's time for us to stop messing around and be serious now. Because we got a baby on the way. What the hell did that mean? It's time for y'all to be serious now. Stop messing. What?
All right. Hold on, Steve.
Okay.
Hold on.
Ain't
we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Steve's favorite subject. He says it a lot. You heard it. I'm MF and tired. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. I'm MF and tired.
I bet you is. 32-year-old woman. Got one child. She's pregnant with a second by her best friend who happens to be a married man. They've been friends with benefits for 10 years now, and the man's wife thinks that they just best friends, so she's accepted me as part of the family. This is cute, because what that means, now the family finna have a baby. But the wife thinks that it's her ex-boyfriend's baby. Here's the line. I've told her husband it's time for us to stop messing around and be serious now because we have a baby on the way. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you think now since you pregnant, you'll find out later on he already got two kids with this woman. You think because now when you pregnant, you think now you got dibs. Mm-hmm. So now it's time for us to stop messing around and get serious now because we have a baby on the way. Mm-hmm. So now you think now you got some dibs. So now you told him that he needs to tell his wife for the baby born. And I know you want the wife to know that you're pregnant by him because you think he gonna leave her for you.
Yes.
Biggest mistake you can make. I told you, men don't do promotions. There is no man who had a number two that caused him to lose his number one. And then he made the number two number one. Ain't nobody fitting to do that.
I don't know no man who has ever
had a number two that caused him to lose his number one and then made the number two the new number one. I ain't never seen it. I could be wrong, but I ain't never seen it.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Now, whoever wrote this letter ain't white or rich. Okay? So let's, you know, y'all quit.
He had 10 years.
Anyway, tell his wife before the baby. I want my child to know his father and have a relationship with his father's two kids. Oh, so you really think y'all just a little family here? Mm-hmm. You think y'all just finna be just all okay? He already got two kids. I want my kids to know. You delusional. When we found out I was pregnant, he panicked and asked me to terminate the pregnancy. I refused to do so. When we found out it was a boy, he was overjoyed. Problem is, every time he's about to tell his wife, some life-changing event happens with her. Okay, so let's go over this. First time he tried to tell her, she had a minor car wreck. Had to wear a neck brace for a month. He said he didn't want to tell her why she was in pain. 3 weeks later, she got COVID-19, spent a couple days in the hospital, so he didn't want to tell it in. Fast forward last week, he's supposed to tell her, and he says she passed out at work, and the doctor says she may have had a mild stroke. Ain't no might have had no damn mild stroke. Listen to me. All of this happened just because he got ready to tell her. What do you think going to happen when he do tell her? Yeah, damn the car wreck. Damn the trip to the hospital with COVID. And the hell away with this stroke. If that's what happened when he fitting to tell her, what you think going to happen when he tell this crazy-ass woman that you been in her face for 10 years over at their house to playing with the kids and laughing and talking, and you been screwing her husband?
Ooh-wee.
What so do fun. You think is going to happen when this woman replay all the moments mm-hmm. in her mind mm-hmm. about how she kind of thought this, but you tricked and deceived her, and how mm-hmm. fool she been made out of, mm-hmm. and now you pregnant with his baby?
Ooh-wee.
Girl, 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 your ass mm-hmm. is in a world of trouble. So I guess you is fucking tired.
Oh, you
I
said
bet
it,
you
huh?
is.
Steve.
But you ain't near as fucking tired as this wife finna be or your ass.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
And this poor little baby they're
now
bringing.
Now get these bleeps right. I know we got that 8-second delay on this show, so there's plenty of time to bleep them. Because defined for what I just said.
Oh, man.
That'll make me f***ing tired.
Don't say it no more. That's it. That is your lip.
But it's the letter, Carla. And this is I've been waiting on this type of letter for 20 years.
You
We've been doing this
title.
Show since 2005. It's 16 years of Steve Harvey Morning Show. And we just not getting it. Man, thank you.
Man.
I don't want to kill the woman by telling her about our baby on the way. But I'm tired of all her problems. He could be lying to stall me out, so I'm tempted to call her myself. Is he full of BS or what? Shirley said it best. The person that's full of BS in this letter is you.
You.
Mm-hmm. You tricking with this married man in front of this woman for 10 years. Now you think he BSing you when you been BSing everybody?
Right.
Girl, you about to get what you deserve, because I got news for you. When you tell this sister what you've been doing with her man for 10 years, both y'all in a world of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Sir.
All right, Steve, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.